Intelligent kids are becoming the cool kids at Lakota East.
I mean, at our school, nerds are starting to get kind of higher on this, the levels. Yeah, I guess so.
In fact, Lexi Adams, Chase Harris, Maddox Linneman, and Sam Panic are well known at school as the students trying to cure AIDS. Fellow teens want them to explain the complex treatment they've developed. Harris says it has to be oversimplified.
I don't want to say dumb it down, but explain it really well. I mean, analogy works great that Sam came up with. But yeah, it takes a little explaining to get them to know, but it's really interesting.
People like to call me AIDS boy. They just kind of know me as that kid that's like curing AIDS, and like we'll get asked about it a lot. Yeah. Just random people in the hallways will ask us, "Hey, are you guys curing AIDS?" Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to say to that, so I just say, "Yeah, sure."
Like the other day at lunch, somebody said something. She was like, "Are you guys curing AIDS?" I was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, sit down, tell me about it." I'm like, "I can't do this in 20 minutes."
Worldwide, 38 million people still have AIDS. 3,000 to 5,000 are living with it in Greater Cincinnati, and it's still an epidemic in Africa. Dozens of FDA-approved medications help them live long, productive lives, but there's currently no cure. The Lakota East students, part of a special biomedical program, want to change that. For months, they've been formulating their idea. Here's Panic's analogy.
So, the HIV virus is like the, intruder, the bad guy. The GP120 and GP41 proteins are like the key. The CCR5 surface receptor is like a lock, and the CD4 cell is the house. What we're attempting to do is get the key, put it in the lock, and break it off so it bars any attempts for the intruder, or HIV, to enter inside.
The students have had success at the international level in a STEM competition. They plan to enter again this school year. The background for their research is laid out in a biomedical program at Lakota East, supervised by Lee Corder of Butler Tech. He says the four can think critically.
It's just not all book smarts, if you will. They've got some decisions to make. And a lot of times in what they're doing, the quote right answer is not right in front of you. It takes a process to get to. So, and these four here are amongst, the best that we have.
Dr. Carl Fichtenbaum, director of HIV clinical research at the University of Cincinnati, has reviewed their proposal to cure AIDS.
And I thought it was fabulous. I was very ecstatic that there are young people who are bright and interested in our community and trying to solve a very important problem in the world.
Fichtenbaum invited the four to UC to present their paper and tour the virology lab where Josette Robinson-Eaton is lab manager. She shows them the latest technology in the freezer room.
These are called nano cool boxes. We put the samples in there with a USB and it tracks the temperature.
Later that day, Adams, Harris, Linneman, and Panic explain their idea in detail to Fichtenbaum. He says their idea is interesting, but his department has tested similar ideas and they haven't been successful.
Part of the problem is delivering the protein that they suggest to all the places in the body, because HIV goes pretty much everywhere, including in protected spaces like the brain, and in reproductive organs and the intestinal tract, within many different kinds of cells.
However, finding an AIDS cure is a high priority for the National Institutes of Health, and researchers are continuing the quest. Student Lexi Adams says they will rework some of their ideas.
There was a study done in the UK last year. Well, it was published last year, and it was using a lot of the same ideas that we had, so we're looking into incorporating that into our project, and we're going to try to go to internationals again this year.
Fichtenbaum says don't give up.
So I would urge them to keep at it, keep trying, and I think that there'll be many other partners in this game, and that collectively, hopefully us smart little humans will come up with a cure someday.
The students envision their AIDS cure as an inexpensive treatment similar to an insulin pump that even people in third world countries can afford. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.